There's a power struggle going on between Alaska Native tribes and corporations, and that battle was taken to Washington, D.C. last week. The board chairman of the Sea Alaska Native Corporation in Southeast, Albert Kukesh, was in Washington with the Alaskan Federation of Natives, for whom he serves as co-chair. He was attending an event designed to bring unity to the Alaska Native and American Indian message. But Kukesh used some of his time in a White House meeting to advocate for corporations. He and other representatives of the Alaska Federation of Natives met with Kim Teehee, President Obama's senior policy advisor for Native American affairs. And Kukesh says he told her corporations need more recognition in Alaska.
We talked to her about the education process and how we are somehow involved because we're corporations. We're kind of excluded from, example, Indian Education Act. We're excluded from the Repatriation Act because we're corporations. We just said we don't want to be the driving force, but we want to be consulted because we represent tribal members.
Kukesh says corporations want to join groups like the National Congress of American Indians, which called for last week's indigenous gathering in Washington. He at first said Alaskans can't join NCAI, but then clarified to explain that Alaska's tribes can, but not its corporations.
We can participate, even though we're responsible for the welfare of our people. We're responsible for the land base that we have in Alaska. We're responsible for cultural issues in Alaska. We're almost like the tribes on Lower 48 in Alaska.
Those are troublesome words for some tribal leaders in Alaska who see the mission and responsibility of the corporations as very different from that of tribes. Kukesh's comments upset David Harrison, executive director for the Alaska Intertribal Council. He says calling corporations like Lower 48 tribes hurts the actual Alaskan tribes.
It does a lot of damage and actually is an act of genocide, because he's helping create a condition of life that is calculated to bring about the physical destruction of a people. And he's also creating conditions of life that are calculated to bring about the physical destruction of the group in whole or part.
Harrison says there's a fundamental need for true tribes that's different from the corporation's mission of making money. He's fighting Kukesh's statements.
I disagree. They have some of our lands, and with as much money as those corporate management is taking home, getting rich off the blood of their own people, while our people are suffering in the villages, not being able to go hunt, fish, and gather. They're not doing their job.
Harrison says he's trying to get as many tribal representatives as possible at this week's Alaska Federation of Natives gathering in Anchorage to speak up about the role of tribes, and later at this month's National Congress of American Indians gathering in Portland.